Today we are going to continue with our minhagim relating to Shabbos. It's late. I will not keep you. I do not have that much to say. First thing I want to point out is the expression of Kabbalah Shabbos. We refer to the beginning of Shabbos when we begin the six chapters from Tehillim as Kabbalah Shabbos. What is the literal translation of Kabbalah Shabbos? So the truth is, there are two interpretations. First interpretation is to accept upon yourself Shabbos. And that would have the practical application that once you begin to say L'chun Ranna, or certainly if you say Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos, then you have already accepted upon yourself Shabbos. And we know there's something called Tosef Shabbos. If you accept Shabbos early, then it already is in halacha called Shabbos, and you may not, under any condition, do any labor. You may not turn on the lights, you may not carry, and so on and so forth. So simply, Kabbalah Shabbos means when you begin to recite the chapters from Tehillim, Mizmar, Tzadi, Hey, Tzadi Vav, you have accepted upon yourself the sanctity of Shabbos, and it's all over. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is Kabbalah Shabbos means to greet. It does not mean to accept. As it says in the Gemara, lahakbil p'nechayiv adam lahakbil. That's the same sharish, lahakbil, to greet. P'nei rabbi beregel kabbalah sponim. It means to greet the Shabbos. Doesn't mean to accept upon yourself the sanctity of Shabbos. So when we begin to say L'chun Aranon on those six Shabbos on the B'koyach, and then Mizmor Shili Mashabbos with the piyut of L'chadodi, we are going to greet the Shabbos. We're going to greet it. It's coming. The Shechina is coming. The Neshama Yisera is coming. We're greeting it. But then the Nafkamina is, just because I'm greeting it, doesn't mean I'm accepting upon myself its sanctity. If your guest is coming, your guest is coming to Shabbos, you know, you want to be able to take his packages in the house. There's already Shabbos, he can't take his packages in the house. So it's something to keep in mind. Two different translations for this simple term, Kabbalah Shabbos. The acceptance of Shabbos. I hereby accept that it is now for me to accept Shabbos. I may not do any labor. Or no, I'm not accepting Shabbos. I am aware that in a few moments Shabbos is coming. We're going out to greet the sanctity, the Shechina of Shabbos.
So is that subjective, which way I want
in Mishnah Brura, if I'm not mistaken, we basically follow the leading opinion. When you say L'chun Aranana, you say the first six chapters, it's not Shabbos. You can still do labor as long as the sun is not yet set. Typically, you know, in the modern day and age, you're already getting into the time of Shkia at that point in time. Most shuls daven begin Kabbalah Shabbos in the winter, of course, and in the summer, those who daven the Zman, when it's already after sunset. So if you begin to start saying L'chun Aranana after the sun has set, you have no choice. It's already Shabbos.
No, but like where I know where
the summertime.
When I was in town,
right, in early Shabbos.
Literally, candle lighting was, let's say, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
They would daven either 6:05 or even sometimes. I think they're good out there where I was saying. Literally 6 or even 5 minutes before candle lighting time.
Right, in Echonami. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not Shabbos for you. You can still do labor until you say Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Those two chapters after L'chadodi. So it's not. That's the Shabbos. When you say Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos, hopefully you're saying it before the sun. It's a problem. You're right. If you're not going to say it before the sun sets,
because you're not getting, you're davening mincha.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're losing out. Absolutely, you're losing out. People that are very pious in these matters are very strict to be makabel Shabbos early in order that there should be some degree of Tosef Shabbos.
Doesn't Kabbalah Shabbos come from Shir Shir?
I know they're in the good, they're very strict.
Knesset Israel.
5 minutes.
Hashem comes to greet Knesset Israel.
We come to greet Hashem, yes. It's like a marriage. It's like a chosen coming to greet the Kaal. The Kaal is coming, so he's saying, the Kaal is coming. Yes, why do we go out? Why do we go like you turn around? L'chadodi. Because it's like a Shabbos is Malchus of Queen. It's a Kalaboi Chalaboi Chal. The halach is the Chosan is obligated to take a few steps forward to bring the Kal, to greet the Kal. If you ever go to a Yakasha wedding. So there they really do kedin.
I'm always late. I can't be there.
They do it.
He's always late.
They do it the real way. They don't do this. The yeshivish weddings, they don't do it correctly. They don't do that. But the real way that it should be done by wedding is the chasm comes in first, right? Baruch haba. And then they have the whole parade, all the children, whatever they want to do. Then the kala comes. They play the music, the kala. The kala, when she gets halfway down the aisle, halfway, we're not talking under the chuppah, we're talking halfway down. You know, that's like 200 feet to go. Right? There's a long way to go. Long way to go. Halfway down, she should stop. Stop in her tracks. And the chassan then turns around and goes all the way down, halfway down, halfway. Right, the sign, yeah. Then, and then he takes her. He chaps her. He takes her. Parents just stand right there. They don't go. They stand right there. They don't go anywhere. They stand there in the middle. And the chassan takes her under his arm. No, I don't know. It takes her and brings her, no, under her arm, only by the modern weddings. Takes her all the way to the the goyim. We're not talking about goyim over here. Chas Hashem. What? Yeah. You're right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And the chassan takes her into the chuppah. He takes her into the chuppah. What is the chuppah? The chuppah is the chassan takes the kala into his home, into his domain, his rishus. What?
Is it a form of kinyan?
Yes. It's critical. He takes her into his rishus. Now, unfortunately, by the yeshivish weddings, the boy's very shy. That's probably where it comes from. So the boy's not going to go to the 50-yard line to get the kala. So the kala comes, and maybe he'll shuck a little bit, so like a little under the chuppah.
He's wearing a raincoat.
So he'll go out a little bit. He'll go out and take a few, two, three steps. This is the minhag. They take three steps to greet her and to take her in. So what he's saying is that's really what we're doing Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos malchasa boi chala boi chala. The shechina of Shabbos is compared to a kala. And klal Yisrael is compared to a chas. It's a very unusual analogy because ruba de ruba in Chazal, klal Yisrael is the kala and the shechina is the chasan. By Matan Torah, Hashem, the Shechina, is the Chosan. Klal Yisrael is the Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to greet us. But yet, when it comes to Shabbos, the roles are reversed. It is Shabbos that is the Kala, and Klal Yisrael is the Chosan. Like we explained yesterday, who is the host, who is the guest? There's a reversal between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Who is who? In this respect, Shabbos, the Kala, Klal Yisrael, the Chosan, the Mela, we go out. We are Mekabel Shabbos, we go to greet. According to the second interpretation, Kabbal Shabbos means to greet, to Mekabel, so we go out early before Baruch Hu, and we recite the Sukkah and we say L'chadodi to take the Kala into our home, into our Rishos.
We're doing it verbally, though.
We're doing it verbally. Well, by L'chadodi, we turn around. We turn and we face the west, because the west is the place where the Shechina resides. That's where the Shechina of the Shabbos is coming from.
And Bo'ichala.
And some, I think, indeed do take steps. The Gemara records that the Amoraim would actually go out into the fields. Okay, this comes from this from Tzfas. The custom was they actually went out into the fields. They went to the west of the city, into the fields, and they would dance and they would sing to actually, so to speak, be mekabel the Shechina, to greet the divine presence.
So that's why by the last of Boichal, we turn around, we're literally greeting.
Yes, we're literally greeting
the. That's the minute to turn.
Yes,
around.
Correct.
No,
face west. Not that right.
East is.
We discussed this yesterday. What?
All
of my Shabbos,
we don't say.
Oh, so I found out the answer yesterday. Why we don't say at least l'chadodi? The reason why is
that's
because
some do, some don't.
It's because in the l'chadodi, the pid, which hopefully we'll discuss in more detail another time, there is a mention of a golos. Let me read you the exact parts of the l'chadodi. The l'chadodi is. We make mention of Mikdash Melechim Lachakumi Tzimitocha Hafecha Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Habacha. It's enough already that you should sit in the valley of tears. But that's a reference to Golos. It's enough that the Shechina shall reside in the valley of Bocha. Bocha. And may Hashem Hu Yachmol Olaichel Mekadosh Baruch Hu show upon you great compassion. Okay, there are other expressions. There are a few expressions here in...
Why does it say first two and the last two?
Because those are pure simcha. Because those parts of the luchadodi are lo se vo shiv lo se call me, do not be embarrassed, not be ashamed, ma teshtochi, ma temi, boch yechsa nevinim sa'ir al tila, we pray for the restoration of Yerushalayim. In the luchadodi, I'm not a bucky in the exact translation of all of these words and the themes, but in the expression of luchadodi we mentioned, we refer to the Churban, and we are mispalel for redemption. On Yom Tov, it's not proper to make mention of Churban. So when we are holding within Chol HaMoed, we're holding Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or certainly when it's Shabbos Yom Tov, it's not proper for us to say the Luchadodi, which makes mention of Churban.
But the Sfardim,
they only say the last, because they only say they hold. They take the pier. They slice and dice. They just take this exactly. They just take the good parts and they omit any part of the luchadodi, which has to be studied in much much greater detail, which has any veiled reference to sadness and to Churban.
So Ashkenaz says,
forget about it. It's all or nothing. Exactly. It's all or nothing. You can't get into the tunes, into the melody, into the whole simcha unless you do the entire thing. It also makes sense, because what is a song? A song has low parts and high parts. Low parts and high parts. A song is designed to bring together a collection of emotions. There are sad parts and there are parts that lead into joy. If you're just going to take the parts that you like, it doesn't have meaning. Like I have a book. You want to take a whole book and you want to just give a synopsis. Okay, so you have so why did the person write the book? If you have a whole book, many times you don't appreciate the bang, the chiddush, unless you have the full background and backdrop that builds up to the highlight of the idea that the author wants to present. The luchadodi, there are high points, but you can't appreciate those high points unless you go through the process of the low points and the backdrop of coming to the high points. So if you're not going to, you're just going to take a piece here and a piece there, it has no meaning. Once we don't do the luchadodi, to a certain degree, all the other mizmarim also are similar. There are low points which refer to golos, to churban, bakashos, and when it's Yom Tov, it's not the right thing to do. Yom Tov is a day of happiness and joy and simcha, and you don't do that. When you come to a standard Friday leading into Shabbos, we're going from chol to kodesh. We're going from a time of golos, of churban, of tzara, to me'ein olam haba. So it's proper to go from the low to the high. But if it's Shabbos Yom Tov, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we're only on a high. We're not on the low. It's not appropriate to recite these various things. So let me tell you another very quick idea. What?
Shalom Aleichem. I wouldn't hope.
Shalom Aleichem. So we don't Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So most people do not say the Shalom Aleichem. You should know there are some that do. So why don't we say Eish Eschayil? What? Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh.
Why would you not say Shalom Aleichem?
So I don't know the answer. Why don't Shalom Aleichem Malach Hashavas? I think it's the same idea. I think it's the same idea, because the Shalom Aleichem carries the theme where you're going from Chol to Kodesh. Here I am. I work the whole week. I'm tired. I'm worn out. Things are not... you come into Shabbos, you're now greeted by angels. And the angels are going to clean you off. They're going to polish you up, get rid of the whole week, put you in a new frame of mind, elevate you. The theme of Shalom Aleichem is to elevate you from the low that you have been feeling the week, during the week, to a new high. When it's Yom Tov, there is no low. You're on a constant high. So it would be a zilzal, it would be a disgrace to the Yom Tov to have any reference that we're going from low to high. You're on a high. You're just going even higher. You're high to higher. Not proper to say these piyutim. So let's just show another very quick idea. On Wednesday, on the Yom of Wednesday, this is an idea that I've heard Rabbi J.J. Schachter, this was his own idea. He was discussing Shabbos, and he said this on his own. And I found that Rav Yitzchok Sender says exactly the same thing here. Beautiful idea. Are they contemporaries? Could be. But I remember how he said this, and like he's saying this on I heard the shiur, saying like it's a chiddush. He thinks about this every Wednesday. On Wednesday, we recite the Mizmor 94, Tilim Tzadi Dalet. And when we get to the very end of the Mizmor, Fa Yoshev Aleim Es Oinam Uvrosam Yatzmisim Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem will cut them off. And then, that's the end of the Mizmor. Mizman wins Kel Nukamos Hashem Kel Nukamos Sophia. We pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take revenge. The God of vengeance. Wednesday. Kel Nukamos Hashem Kel Nukamos Sophia. And Wednesday we recite Mizmar Tzadi Dalet. That's the Mizmar for Wednesday. And then when we come to the very end of the Mizmar, Uvrosam Yatzmisim, Yatzmisim Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut them off, and suddenly we begin the next Mizmor. Mizmor Lamed. Hey, L'chun Niranola Hashem Niril Itzur Yishin Mikano Fanabasod the Bizmiris Nililo Kikel Gudel Hashem Melech L'Kolim. We say the first two psukim of Mizmor Tzadi Hey, and the obvious question is why? Why you only recite one chapter? There's one shira per day, so why is Wednesday the exception to the 6-7 days of the week where we are after we conclude one chapter, we begin to recite two psukim from the next chapter. What?
Because you're halfway to Shabbos.
Oh, so
you want to be
right. So let's explain. So the simple answer given, I think the Gemara, the simple answer given is because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed according to one opinion on a Wednesday, and the Levim were singing this pasuk Yatzmisei Hashem Elokeinu. And it was interpreted to mean that HaKadosh Baruch will not cut off our enemies, but HaKadosh Baruch cut us off. Hashem cut us down by destroying the Beis HaMikdash and sending us into exile. So we don't want to have a reminder of this horrible event that happened on Wednesday when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. At precisely this moment, which was a bad omen, that at the moment when they were saying these words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut off, it was fulfilled in us, that we were cut off, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we right away we begin the next chapter, as a way of expressing our desire that we should not end off on a bad note. Literally, you don't end off on a bad note. You have to right away go into something that is positive. Luchu Niran Hashem, go out and sing joyously Lashem. Naria, let us praise and give joy. Letzur Yishem, to the rock of our salvation. So again, we don't want to end off on a bad note. We go into a new note. We make an exception on Wednesday, and we begin to recite the next two psukim of the next mizmah. That is the simple reason why we say these two psukim. However, Rabbi Schachter, as well as Rabbi Sender, explain another reason. We know that Shabbat, the week, is divided into two parts. A person can make Havdalah until Tuesday. A person wants to travel, and his travels will cause complications with regard to Shabbos. Is he allowed to travel? Depends. If it's already Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you are within 3 days of Shabbos, you are obligated to take into consideration that it's going to be Shabbos within 3 days, and there are going to be problems. And you have to ask a question. You have to know the halacha. Study Shulchan Aruch. There are times when you're allowed to travel, times when you're not allowed to travel. Why are you traveling? For what purpose? What are you going to do on Shabbos? You have to take into consideration what's going to happen. But if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you have absolutely no obligation to take into consideration what's going to be on Shabbos. You don't have to think, oh, I'm going to start traveling Sunday, and who knows, it's going to be Shabbos. What am I going to do then? How am I going to deal with Shabbos? That's not your problem now. Right now it's Sunday. It's Monday. It's Tuesday. You want to go somewhere? Go. Oh, it'll be Shabbos? So when it's Shabbos, you'll figure out what to do. You need not take into consideration what will happen in the future. But if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's already the dawn of Shabbos. You must take it into consideration. On Wednesday, after we conclude the davening, the last part of davening is the Shir Shel Yoim. After we conclude the davening, we recognize that guess what? It's Wednesday. The spark, the dawn of Shabbos has arrived. We already begin to recite Kabbalah Shabbos. L'chu n'rannu l'Hashem n'ri'a l'tzur yishenu n'kadma fana b'soda v'zmiris n'ilus. Beautiful word. How you makabal Shabbos? L'chu n'rannu. Who doesn't know this? What child does not know? Kabbalah Shabbos begins with l'chu n'rannu l'Hashem. Not shir hashirim. That's a minhag. That's another minhag. You say shir hashirim in your shul? Anyone here sing shir hashirim? You do in your shul, they sing before?
No.
Yourself, are the shul that they sing? That's becoming a new...
Let me ask you one question. On the chun around at the end, I heard Rabbi Reisman once said, if you look at the last, our long shana for the Ramad, that's tzaras. Right?
Right, that's exactly the point.
Normally, you should say it in the negative echa, like...
Right.
But we don't. Everyone sings. Why?
Because that's exactly the point of Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is the transition of the mundane or galus, tzara, to a time of geula. Many of the themes in these six mizmorim are difficult concepts, are churban, galus, chol. We take inventory of what has happened to us in the last 6 days of the week, the past, and we put everything in the proper perspective and glide into the Kedusha of Shabbos. We go up. So you're singing it in recognition that in retrospect, everything was a bracha. How? We don't know. We don't know exactly. But in retrospect, we have to have a moon that everything that happened to us in our history was a bracha, everything that happened to us during the week that was difficult was a bracha, and now we're coming into Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. And that explains why on Yom Tif we don't do all this. Because Yom Tif, you don't want to focus on anything that is reminiscent of tzar, of chol, of mundane or superficial things. Everything has to be only on a high and even higher. Okay, so remember, this is just a very brutal point. On Wednesday, it's in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, it's the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos, the aura of Shabbos has come upon us, and therefore we are mechuyev on Wednesday already to remember, and that's why when we finish the Shir Shalom, we right away say, ah! Shabbos is here. Shabbos is coming. We're within range. L'chu n'rannu l'Hashem n'ri'a l'tzur yishenu n'kadma fana b'soda v'zmiris n'ilus. Okay, we'll stop here.
Very good.